help your neighbors be better prepared in times of emergency. Now's the time to help others. Next on Western Life Radio. Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Did you know that Utah's off-highway vehicle and personal watercraft youth education programs, required by law, are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov? All youth must carry this certification while operating on Utah's waters or public lands. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17.
Now's the easy time to help others be better prepared in times of emergency. Scott Stallings with PrepperCon helps the neighborhood.
You know, it's funny because in the prepper world, the hardcore preppers, the first rule of prepping is you don't talk about prepping. And the second rule of prepping is you don't talk about prepping. And they say that kind of tongue-in-cheek because they're afraid that they may become a target to people that aren't prepping. And they're like, oh, well, he preps. He's got all this stuff. We don't need to get prepared because they can take care of us. Well, maybe. But the reality is if you take the time, do a few things to get your family in a better situation, you can now help your family and your neighbors have an example to go off of to get themselves prepared. Because it's hard to get prepared without talking about it. I mean, you end up talking to somebody and then they're like, intriguing. Why would I want to do that? Or that opens the conversation, and anyone that's kind of on the fence of should I prep or should I not prep, we want to help those people become preppers, because then we have communities that can rally together because they have people that have been trained. And they have people that have resources or know how to refill those resources during a disaster, during tough times. Because the truth is, it's only a matter of time before a disaster strikes. Whether it's man-made, whether it's Mother Nature, whether it's just bad luck, and all of a sudden you've got a disability the rest of your life. I mean, that's a huge disaster.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.